Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 91. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now and have time and energy to focus on what we really need to focus on. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They do a lot of great things on the internet, helping companies manage and grow brands on the social web. Go check them out at pillarsocialmedia.com. So you know one thing that causes a lot of drama? Meetings. So today I'm going to be sharing 7 good reasons to have a meeting and help you determine whether you really need to have one. You know, so many of my clients struggle with the drama created by meetings. Either they have too few and there's constant chaos, no one knows what the heck's going on, miscommunication is rampant, the world of assumption is thriving, and none of the employees know or trust each other. Or they have too many meetings. They read a book or a blog post once that said they should have a meeting once a week, so they have it. They come up with an agenda item last minute, struggle to find content, hope that people will go on long tangents so the time will be filled up, and they can check it off their list of things that they did, spend lots of time complaining or eating cake, but little time doing anything productive. The team grumbles about the waste of time or relishes the free time the ineffective meeting represents. Do either of those things sound familiar to you? If they do, then you're going to want to definitely check out this episode and then go check the show notes if you can't take notes while you're listening. You know, the thing is, meetings are essential. You have to do them well, though, to make them worth your while. And the key to a great meeting begins with its purpose. Never, never, never meet just to meet, just because someone said you should meet once a day or once a week or once a month. So know the purpose so you can evaluate whether or not you need to have it. Some things you are doing in a meeting now could be done more effectively another way, I'm going to hazard a guess. So here's some motivation for you. And I know I've shared this before, but I'm going to do it again. Have you ever stopped to think about how much a meeting costs you? So look around the room and estimate the hourly rate of each employee. Divide by 60 to get the rate per minute. Now multiply by the number of unproductive minutes times the people in the room. Yep, it's costing you or your employer a pretty penny to hold that meeting. And if those meetings are causing drama that extends beyond the meeting, it's really a waste of money. So are you even more motivated to evaluate your meetings now? So first, look at the reason for the agenda item. I'm going to share a list of what I think are good reasons to meet. At times, sometimes there are better ways to do what you would otherwise do in a meeting. So it's not a 100% comprehensive list, but I think it covers a lot of the most popular reasons for meetings that I see with my clients. And your objective should drive the content, the feel, the flow, everything about the meeting. A meeting obviously can have several objectives. So just make sure they are clear to you and your participants. All right, so let's get started. The first one is connecting. Yes, it is important to periodically bring your team together. You want employees to know one another as human beings. Trust comes from time spent together. Time to connect and know one another is a great reason to have periodic meetings. Now, do you need them weekly to connect? Maybe not. It depends on how busy your environment is and how quickly things are changing and how much opportunity they have to interact with each other otherwise. But definitely connecting is an important reason to meet at least every once in a while. The second thing is sharing information. So you may need to have a meeting to share information, but you might be able to share it in a more efficient way. Often I find my clients are sharing basic information in a meeting as a way to hold people accountable or assure that they're receiving it so they can be held accountable. There are other ways to achieve that same objective, however. So, for instance, you can send via email with a deadline for reading. create a subject line that alerts your team and let them know the deadline. Put it right in the subject. Have them reply back or fill in a poll or some or initial a document, something, once they've read it and own it. So owning it means they know and understand it. They don't have questions. They're ready to implement. So there are other ways. If you're just meeting to share information so that you have proof that someone was in a meeting and got the information, there might be some other ways and you could avoid a meeting. Now, if the information will require a lot of Q&A, extensive explanation, might be met with some pushback, then yes, pull everyone together so that all hear the same facts and can benefit from the same Q&A. You know, because if one person asks a question that was on 10 people's minds, they all get to hear the answer at once. So that's a great reason to have a meeting. Number 3, decision making. This is a great reason to have a meeting if you need to negotiate, discuss, share perspectives. You can explore digital idea generation and opinion sharing, but in-person or digital meetings is usually a great way to go. Just make sure that the actual decision makers are in the meeting. So that's one of those trip-ups where you can say, shoot, I guess we kind of wasted time in our meeting. You get to the end and then you say, oh, well, we don't have the actual decision maker in here. We all think this is a great idea, but now we've got some other steps. So then you have to go rehash the conversation to make something happen. So if the, see, then this is another great reason why to have, know the purpose of the meeting ahead of time. So if you know the purpose ahead of time and you know it's decision making, you're probably going to know who the main decision makers are. Make sure they're in the meeting so they can gain the benefit of hearing that conversation in real time and you can walk out of there decision made. Number 4, creative planning. If you need input, differing perspectives, idea generation, I would call this a great way to spend time in a meeting. You get that added collective brain as people bounce ideas around. Whether you're pulling together during a project or coming up with a next great product for your business, bringing the team together for this work is a great use of time. I just caution that you always want to end a generative discussion with a plan for action after. How will you assure some momentum forward? Again, too often, as I'm working with clients, their frustration is we never change anything. Well, what happens is they have these great discussions. They come up with wonderful ideas. The team collaborates. And then they forget to assign responsibility in the meeting to actually make the change or document the decisions or ideas that they came up with. So every meeting, make sure that there's movement forward by assigning tasks, accountability to people, and then you have an update in a week or a month or a quarter. So it's fun to brainstorm, but then make sure you do something with it. Who needs to make a decision or take some action after the meeting? Make sure you know that, designate it, document it, and keep moving forward. Number 5, resolving challenges. So whether they are process or people challenges, yes, you need to pull people together for some good communication that includes verbal and nonverbal cues. A meeting is a key way to resolve issues going on inside of your organization. And those kinds of issues cause lots of drama. So pull that team together and absolutely have that meeting. Number 6, questions. If there are indications that your team is confused, bringing everyone together is a great way for all to benefit from hearing the information together. So many will share the same question. If, as a leader, you can anticipate the questions, an FAQ emailed out or placed on your intranet might also do the trick without a meeting. But I do find that it's great, you know, then there's no more he said, she said, or people's perceptions of what is going on. If people are confused and there's lots of kind of the rumor mill is in full swing, bring everybody together and have that conversation. Let everyone ask their questions, get them answered, get to the root in the facts, and be done. Number 7, education. This is another great way to spend meeting time, whether it's pulling everyone together for a webinar or to have a coworker teach a new technique. Learning with your team is an important activity. Let everyone hear the information together and benefit from questions, participation, and group practice activities. So those are 7 main reasons that I think are great for getting together. Oh, you know, I need to add celebration on there. How could I forget? So let's just call that the 8th one, celebration. Make sure that you're spending some time celebrating the achievements that you've hit, the milestones, the progress forward. Always, and I would actually add that to every meeting. Again, as I always say, this doesn't mean champagne and party hats. It just means taking the time for some attaboys, some attagirls, some great jobs to, hey, thanks, look what we've accomplished together. All right, thanks for spending time with me today during this episode. And if I can do anything else to help you in your life or in your business, do contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com. Click on that podcast site. You can submit a question if you'd like me to provide some customized solutions in a future episode. You can share what your current drama challenge is, or shoot me a message and just say, hey, Kirsten, contact me. We need to talk because I need some help. All right, thanks for listening, and until next time, make it a great day.